Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Favor Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God as a kingdom citizen, kingdom ambassador, walking in the word and the will of God, knowing that as we do, trusting God, we're going to see the demonstration of his power, his life, his truth in our life like never before. Because when God chooses an individual, calls an individual, he gets the glory out of their lives. He causes them to walk in a place that they see the demonstration as their process for their tomorrow, process for the place that God has already purposed them to go to, and calls them to give him glory in that place where their gifts make room for them. And many lives are changed, many lives are saved because of the anointing and the calling and the destiny that God has for them. That place is where we understand and know that just like the children of Israel and anyone that God has ever used in the Bible went through a process, and it prepared them for their place, that Abraham place, that place of crossing over, that place of possessing, that place of going on and winning in territory that seemed unlikely, like a David. This is the place where we see favor with God and favor with man. As the word of God says, and the word lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Christ Jesus, receiving him as Lord and Savior, then the promises of Abraham are ours through Christ Jesus. And those are the blessings that are ours. He also gives us that type of favor like he gave with David. When David was in the cave of Adullam and he had 400 men that came to assist him. And they were all in different conditions and different places in their lives, but they knew what God had called David to do, and so they were willing to partner with him and make sure that the will of God is done. And God will cause people to partner with you in your life. He will cause people to stand with you, and they won't even know sometimes that they're standing with you by giving you information, by giving you the job, by showing you favor, by allowing a door to be open for you, and they are helping you in that process of obtaining what God has already said belongs to you. So we understand and know that God will give us favor, and that favor doesn't seem fair to everybody else, but God will give it to us so that we can move into the things that he said and we possess the things that he says for us. That process and that place is also looking like Abraham, where Abraham saw what God said concerning his life, concerning his destiny, concerning his purpose before it ever manifested. He saw it in the spirit. And we have to be the ones who understand that what God is telling us, we see it, we grab it. When no one else does and no one else can see it, we grab it, we hold on to it, and we allow God to process us, to take us through, to step us through those places where he's making us and shaping us, where he's teaching us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, where he's allowing us to move in obedient faith into the things that he says as he leads us and guides us. So we're so grateful that God gets the glory out of our life, and that when he calls a person, an individual, family, a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. So we're going to go into the word just to encourage you just a few minutes in this place of your process, that place of there, where you're going, where you're headed. You're headed somewhere. You're going somewhere. You're going in the victory of Jesus Christ. You're going because he predestined you to go there. He predestined you to win. And when you understand that, the predestined part, we were predestined in his love. We were predestined in Jesus Christ. We were predestined in victory, so that everything that God saw about us before he ever saw us, before we ever materialized, before we ever came into the earth, was connected to the victory of Jesus Christ, because he predestined us in love. That means in the victory that was already won, the victory that God saw before Jesus was ever born, before Jesus ever came to the earth and was born, but it was there with God the Father in the beginning. So he saw us because Jesus was going to be crucified. And in the mind of God, according to the word of God, he was already crucified before he ever was crucified. So he saw us, knew us, and it was all connected to the victory of Jesus Christ. So as we move, as we walk, as we go through life, it is connected to victory that is already won. And so we predestine in that victory. We're ordained in that victory. And so that victory causes us to triumph because we trust in God and know that he will never, ever, ever, ever lie to us. He will never, ever, ever leave us, that he's always there and that his will for our life is going to be done. And when we understand that and when we know that, when we understand how God is intentional about this kingdom agenda, kingdom experience, kingdom ambassador relationship, because the Bible says that we've been called ambassadors of Christ. So we're kingdom ambassadors that he has given power and authority to, and his word and his truth. And as we walk in faith, believing every word that he says, we see that demonstration of victory in our life that is already won, that is already ours, that we've been stamped with, that we've been marked with. That's why he's been made. He's called us to be more than conquerors because it's already done. Just want to encourage you in that stand of faith. When we're walking by faith and not by sight, and we have to walk by faith and not by sight because that's what pleases our Father. When we walk by faith and not by sight, many times that place of faith, that journey of faith, doesn't seem like it's right to those who are looking at our lives. It doesn't seem like we're doing what we should. And we're being led by the Spirit of God, and we're being led into his divine will, and we're proclaiming and decreeing and declaring, knowing that there's power in the king's mouth because he's called us kings and priests. He's calls us this, and the book of Revelations 4 talks about this. And so we've been called that. We get challenged in our faith because faith is not something that you can say it's going to happen tomorrow. We walk by it every single day, expecting to see, expecting to experience, expecting to see the manifestation of what God promised. And each day we're saying it will be so. And God will lead us and guide us into those places where we need to, making us all the while in that process, causing us to gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, causing us to understand the things that we could not understand before, know the things that we did not know before, and be able to comprehend it. And so that as we get to the next door, the next place, the next level, we have that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding, that maturity, that growth that is necessary to go. And as we go in by faith, we see the manifestation of what God says, because he can put it together, bring it together in one moment, like he did with Joseph. Joseph got up that day not understanding what that day was going to impact, but that was the day that he would see God demonstrate his faithfulness as he had gone through every day when he was in the king's prison, because he was put there because of someone's lie. And so he was put there, and he had gone through everything from his father's house, from the pit to Potiphar's house to the king's prison, and every day, because God gave him a dream, God let him understand his purpose. And his purpose was greater than the pain, greater than the downfalls, the disappointment, the weight. And so he went through that, got up that day, not knowing that that day was the day that God was going to make all things work together, come together for his good. And it's the same with us. We get up by faith every morning saying, God, we thank you, and we decree and we declare everything that God is telling us. We command our day. It's a brand new day we've not seen, not experienced before. And we command the blessings and the victories of God, the direction of God, the hand of God, the move of God, and everything that God has provided for us in our day. And as we go forth in our day, whatever we are commissioning and asking for and believing for, even if we've been waiting for it, we don't know if that's the day that it's going to happen, that things are going to work together, that that's the day that business plan goes forth and it hits the right person, the right person hears it, the right person acts on it, or the next sponsor comes, or the person that you need to open up that door to go into that next door, which will be the fulfillment of what God has told you. You might meet that day. We don't know, but we walk by faith, and we continue to walk by faith, and we don't get weary. and we don't get exhausted and we don't get tired in doing what God says and doing well and planting seeds and speaking and decreeing and declaring and praying and standing on the word of God, because God cannot fail and he cannot lie. The enemy wants to exhaust you. He wants to make you weary in your well-doing. He wants to make it look as if what you're doing, even in the eyes of other folks, that it is not meaningful, that it's not working, that it's not coming together. But when you understand that God hasn't changed his plan and his purpose, and when you're inquiring of the Lord and he's telling you, this is what I want, this is where I want you to go, this is what the vision is for your life, he blesses those plans, he blesses those visions, and he leads you in the place that you should go. I want to encourage you not to get weary and not to stop hoping and not to stop believing. When we look at Hebrews, the fourth chapter, we see that it talks about the generation that did not believe and how they failed to believe, and they would not believe the report of God. And we know that they did not enter into that rest. This is not talking about salvation. This is talking about the place of inheritance, the place of blessings, the place where they experienced the goodness of the Lord in an overwhelming way, that Zoe place. And so we want God to give us that place. He's promised it to us in his word and through Jesus Christ. And so that comes through not getting exhausted, not getting weary, not letting go of faith, but holding on to faith, still decreeing and declaring what God says, knowing that his word is true and it will surely come to pass, that when the set time for our life comes for us to experience that place of victory, that place of overcoming, that place of possessing, it will be worth the wait and worth the while. Because when you look at anyone that God gave that door to, that opportunity to, that place, that promotion to, not only did they go in it, but they were able to experience it for a long time. And so whatever it is that God has said, he's going to make sure that the pleasure of that opportunity, that place, that victory, whatever it is, that you experience it and able to say, God, you know, I couldn't see it back then, but it was worth it because I learned so much. I grew, I developed, I trusted you more. I gained wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I gained so much from you because you're so powerful. You know the way that I take, and you know that I'm coming forth as pure gold because I trust in you. The thing that I want you to understand is we want that place of rest. And the tragic thing is unbelief. The desert generation lost it because they could not believe. Don't get right here to the place where God is getting ready to tell you what you're getting ready to walk and cross into, and you let unbelief or fear and compromise make you not get it. The thing, unbelief for the believer, is a refusal to act like God is telling the truth. I'm going to say that again. For the believer, for the kingdom believer, for those who say, I trust God and I'm in his kingdom and I'm aligned to his word and his truth. For us, if we have unbelief, it is like we're saying we're refusing to act like, move like, think like, speak like God is telling the truth. And when we walk by faith, we have to believe that God's word is true. What he said is true. What he will do is true. How he will move is true. What he's provided is truth. What we will gain is truth. The victory we have is truth. All that Christ has done is truth. We have to believe that. And in doing so, we then act like we know this is the truth. In our words, thoughts, actions, deeds, and how we live, and our decrees, and our prayers, and our stand of faith, we act so that it speaks profoundly that our God is true and everything else is a lie. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God for our life as kingdom citizens. Know that you are victorious, that God has already commanded that you are an overcomer in this life and the life to come, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in him. And that overcoming authority was predestined for our lives. It was preordained in love in Jesus Christ before we ever arrived on the scene. It's ours because he's given it to us. Have a blessed weekend. Have blessed holidays. Know that God is for you and that He is in control. God bless you. Until the next time.